Catherine was married to my brother. They shared a short, sweet life. He died. Since sisters-in-law can be a bother, I made her my new wife. In 15 years she bore for me 2 daughters, but no son. And the throne needs a male heir like me. So she wasn't the right one.
I wasn't the right one. So he got a new wife.
It's true. There was nothing left to do. Yes, a new wife.
A convent for you.
She had a waiting maid I could woo.
Like he waited that long.
But in the Catholic Church, my dear, divorce is a sin. So I had her annulled.
Annulled.
And I married Anne Boleyn. Now Anne was quite a beauty. So was her sister. They could have been twins. Her mother was pretty fetching too. But you know, Anne was quite a firebrand, you see. When we argued, she always wins. She sent away my mistresses, and that I could not abide. She had a beautiful waiting maid, who I took as my new bride.
Who he took as his new bride. What happened to Anne?
Oh, I sent her off.
At least one part.
She had no business being queen, so I sent her off.
Till death do we part, and that's the last that she's been seen. At least he hired a swordsman who could send me off with little pain. Yep, he cut it off.
Yeah. It was time to marry Jane. Now Jane was the love of my life. She bore me my one son. Except for that one other son I had with. But after Jane, he was born to us. I'm afraid my Jane was done.
We're afraid his Jane was done. Done? Annulled? Beheaded?
No! She died off.
A sad affair. There was no wife to take her place. When she died off, he really cared.
And we must extend the Henry race. So I had my next bride arranged by my most trusted man. This won't end well. I saw a portrait of a girl from Germany who became his new wife, Anne. She became my wife.
I'm number 4.
But it didn't quite work well. She brought me strife.
He's such a bore, and I speak poor English, can't you tell?
So I had her depart.
Just like Catherine.
That's right. It's right, she was annulled.
Divorced.
Because you see, her waiting maid was a sight to behold.
I'll tell this one. We were married the day Cromwell was killed for bringing the king his Anne. Now the Queen of England's shoes were filled by another Catherine.
That's me.
He married me well knowing I was first cousins with Anne Boleyn. And marriages are forever right. Marriages are forever right. And then
sent her off.
Not again.
I thought she loved another man, so I sent her off.
Well, one part. When?
Just 6 months after they joined hands.
Beheaded there in Turbo Square. But wait, don't call it a sin. He was kind enough to lay me down beside my cousin Anne Boleyn.
He was kind enough to lay her down
in a cemetery
beside her cousin Anne Boleyn. By this time I was older, but still healthy, strong, and spry. I needed a more seasoned woman. No waiting maid, no small fry.
Hey, so he found me a widow, you see, educated, worldly, and wise. But he doesn't know what the end will be. It will come as a surprise.
He'll send you off.
No, dear, not me. Is there a trick he hasn't pulled? He cuts your head off. Just wait and see. I know, he'll have you annulled. I will be his company for the rest of his short life.
You kill him off.
Off. Wait, that's not so.
You kill him off. She kills him off.
No, Henry dies of natural causes.
What was that, dear?
Oh, nothing.
So you see, that's how you succeed at love. Any questions?